morning and a very warm welcome to you all as we gather for our service of Holy Communion, and we welcome visitors in particular. All of you are most welcome. We begin our service by singing hymn number 461, For All the Saints. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to
collect for today, St. James, the brother of our Lord. Lord God of peace, grant that after the example of your servant James, the brother of our Lord, your church may give itself continually to prayer and to the reconciliation of all who are caught up in hatred or enmity, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In this reading, we hear about the leadership of James. The epistle is from Acts chapter 15, beginning at verse 12. The whole assembly kept silence and listened to Barnabas and Paul as they told of all the signs and wonders that God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "My brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first looked favorably on the Gentiles to take from among them a people for his name. This agrees with the words of the prophets, as it is written, 'After this I will return, and I will rebuild the dwelling of David, which has fallen. From its ruins I will rebuild it, and I will set it up, so that all other peoples may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles over whom my name has been called. Thus says the Lord, who has been making these things known from long ago. Therefore, I have reached the decision that we should not trouble those Gentiles who are turning to God, but we should write to them to abstain only from things polluted by idols and from fornication and from whatever has been strangled and from blood. For in every city for generations past, Moses has had those who proclaim him, for he has been read aloud every Sabbath in the synagogues.' Then the apostles and the elders, with the consent of the whole church, decided to choose men from among their members and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the word of the Lord.
In this reading, we hear about the family of Christ. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to Mark chapter 3, beginning at verse 31.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you. And he replied, Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. The crowd said to Jesus, Your mother and brothers are looking for you. I find it hard to believe that it's over 40 years ago now since many of us can remember sitting glued to our television sets for weeks watching an outstanding series entitled Roots, based on Alex Haley's family history novel. It follows the fortunes of an Afro-American family beginning in the 1770s in Gambia, West Africa, with Kunta Kinte, who was sold into slave trade and transported to America. Through many generations of the same family, the series covers the American War of Independence, the Civil War, the emancipation of slaves, the First and Second World Wars, concluding with the present era. Roots, as far as I was concerned, was a fascinating saga, causing many of us to think again about our family roots and places of origin. When I was a young child, my mother, who was an enthusiastic and active sportswoman and dancer, was stricken almost overnight with the combined effects of osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. Her life changed, confining her to a walking aid for the rest of her life. In difficult circumstances, she used the time constructively to research and write extensively about our family and our place of origin. All that is stored at home in a filing cabinet. However, since she died over 40 years ago, enormous strides have been made in researching family trees, thanks to computers and many information sources. While I've neither had the time nor, to be honest, the inclination to research our family further, I'm delighted that I know something about our family stretching back over 300 years. So far, so good. There are no skeletons in our cupboard, nor evidence of members who've risen to dizzy heights in the political or commercial world or area of our country. Although, like you in saying that, I cannot be responsible for the actions or the excesses of my forebearers. Now, whether we are family research fanatics or not, I think all of us like to know something about our roots. Perhaps it amounts to little more than being referred to the gene pool when a medical problem arises. Surely it is to be applauded today that people who have been adopted in early life, often fortunate to become the children of very